By the village, you'd think.
No!
Tiffany twisted up her fingers. Mistress Weatherwax was sharper than a field of pins.
But, all right, it just doesn't seem fair. I mean, I wish the Feagles hadn't done that. I'm sure I could have sorted it all out somehow, saved up.
It's an unfair world, child. Be glad you have friends. Tiffany looked up at the tree line.
Yes, said Mistress Weatherwax, but not up there.
I'm going away, said Tiffany. I've been thinking about it, and I'm going away.
Broomstick, said Mistress Weatherwax. It don't move fast.
No. Where would I fly to? Home? I don't want to take it there. Anyway, I can't just fly off with it roaming around.
When I meet it, I don't want to be near people, you understand? I know what it can do if it's angry. It half killed Miss Level.
And if it follows you?
Good. I'll take it up there somewhere, Tiffany waved at the mountains.
All alone?
I don't have a choice, do I?
Mistress Weatherwax gave her look that went on too long.
No, she said. You don't.
But neither have I.
That's why I will come with you.
Don't argue, miss. How would you stop me, eh?
Oh, that reminds me. Them mysterious bruises Mrs. Towney gets is because Mr. Towney beats her.
And the father of Miss Quickly's baby is young Fred Turvey. You might mention that to Miss Level.
As she spoke, a bee flew out of her ear.
Bait, thought Tiffany a few hours later as they walked away from Miss Level's cottage and up toward the high moors. I wonder if I'm bait, just like in the old days when the hunters would tether a lamb or a baby goat to bring the wolves nearer. She's got a plan to kill the hiver, I know it. She's worked something out. It'll come for me, and she'll just wave a hand. She must think I'm stupid. They had argued, of course, but Mistress Weatherwax had made a nasty, personal remark. It was, "You're 11." Just like that. "You're 11, and what is Miss Tick going to tell your parents? Sorry about Tiffany, but we let her go off by herself to fight an ancient monster that can't be killed, and what's left of her is in this jar." Miss Level had joined in at that part, almost in tears. If Tiffany hadn't been a witch, she would have whined about everything being so unfair. In fact, they were being fair. She knew they were being fair. They were not thinking just of her, but of other people. And Tiffany hated herself, well, slightly, because she hadn't. But it was sneaky of them to choose this moment to be fair. That was unfair. No one had told her she was only 9 when she went into Fairyland armed with just a frying pan. Admittedly, no one else had known she was going, except the Knack-Knack Feagle, and she was much taller than they were. Would she have gone if she'd known what was in there, she wondered?
Yes, I would have.
And you're going to face the hiver, even though you don't know how to beat it?
Yes, I am. There's part of me still in it. I might be able to do something.
But aren't you just ever so slightly glad that Mistress Weatherwax and Miss Level won the argument, and now you're going off very bravely, but you just happen to be accompanied, completely against your will, by the most powerful witch alive? Tiffany sighed. It was dreadful when your own thoughts try to gang up on you. The Feagles hadn't objected to her going to find the hiver. They did object to not being allowed to come with her. They'd been insulted, she knew. But as Mistress Weatherwax had said, this was true haggling, and there was no place in it for Feagles. If the hiver came out there, not in a dream but for real, it'd have nothing about it that could be kicked or headbutted. Tiffany had tried to make a little speech, thanking them for their help, but Rob Anybody had folded his arms and turned his back. It had all gone wrong. But the old witch had been right. They could get hurt. The trouble was, explaining to Feagles how dangerous things were going to be only got them more enthusiastic. She left them arguing with one another. It had not gone well. But now that was all behind her, in more ways than one. The trees beside the track were less bushy and more pointy. Or, if Tiffany had known more about trees, she would have said the oaks were giving way to evergreens. She could feel the hiver. It was following them, but a long way back. If you had to imagine a head witch, you wouldn't imagine Mistress Weatherwax. You might imagine Mrs. Earwig, who glided across the floor as though she was on wheels and had a dress as black as the darkness in a deep cellar. But Mistress Weatherwax was just an old woman with a lined face and rough hands in a dress as black as night, which is never as black as people think. It was dusty and ragged around the hem, too. On the other hand, thought her second thoughts, you once bought Granny Aching a china shepherdess, remember? All blue and white and sparkly.